Having just completed their second album, Polyrock has expanded their musical base with a broader sense of lyricism and melody. Producer Philip Glass steps forth on a number of tracks as a guest instrumentalist, adding yet another texture to their music. We will talk with composer-guitarist Billy Robertson throughout this Polyrock radio special. Composer and guitarist Billy Robertson.
New wave. I don't like to use the terms, but I don't get offended by any of them at all, and I don't mind them being used. It's not the term, it's just the way it's gotten. You got a band like Blondie, and you have a band like Talking Heads, but they're called new wave bands, and there's a lot of space in between what the two do. So it doesn't really pinpoint anything. For somebody who's just getting involved in newer music and stuff, they tend to hear new wave, and they think that it's cliquish or just a trend or something like that, and then it still has this punk stigma. All I could say is that you know, we're making music, and we called it Polyrock, and it's rock and roll. It's rock and roll in the 1980s. That when we started, we just felt that we were going for a sound, a style, and I like instrumentals, and all of us like instrumentals, so I didn't really want to make the vocals the focus of the band, more or less the style of music. I think on the new record, I'm becoming more lyrical, because I really didn't know that people really wanted to hear what I was saying, you know, and the lyrics were very personal and they were very fragmented. I thought that the things that I was saying would come across, but now I've realized that I didn't really perceive the audience. I wasn't trying to get a story across, I was trying to get a musical idea across. And now I think that, it's been 2 years, a year and a half, I think now we sort of have a style and a musical taste. And now I'm sort of injecting more of a lyrical thing. The house is talking, some are on the rise. All those voices, all those pairs of eyes. I see the sailing ships go sailing, waving their goodbye. Sleeping. our relationship with Philip Glass has matured. You know, producing is a very weird thing, and a lot of people say, what is a producer? And a producer, in a lot of ways, is somebody who mixes it, or somebody who really takes in charge of it and really puts it together. So that was a weird thing. Last record, Philip really didn't know what his function was or his place. So now I think that he's just a guest musician who comes in on the record. And, you know, he makes his injections and says his things. And it's good working with Philip as opposed to a producer, somebody who that's his job and that's all he does. I get a lot of space with Philip, a hell of a lot of space. Everybody does. This record, we went upstate and rented a house, you know, and we've all grew up here in New York City, and it was a real different thing to be out in the wilderness and to be alone. And I think that we just let ourselves open up and just did what we wanted to do, and that's just how it comes out. There's no really game plan. medium I'm working with is pop music. And if you listen to the radio, you turn on your radio, there's a certain formula that gets on the radio. Now, there's no reason why that formula can't be intense, or you can make it different and make it new and make it exciting. I kind of find that exciting, too, to use that formula, but still do what we originally wanted to do. I mean, if I could have used a lot of, you know, like a disco beat or, you know, this real big beat, which a lot of bands are using, which I like, and probably would have captivated a larger audience doing that kind of thing. But what happens is when we get together and, you know, it's time to write a song, I just start doing it.
Right back with more of the Polyrock Radio Special right after station identification.